This is the story of Rainbow Bright and the Brook Meadow Deer. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this. Let's begin now. There's a wonderful place on Earth called Brook Meadow. It's filled with rolling hills and tall shade trees. Beautiful flowers blossom along the banks of a cool blue stream. Because of its lush green grass, Brook Meadow is a favorite spot for deer and other animals to eat and play. At the very end of the rainbow is another wonderful place called Rainbow Land. It's filled with small round houses and thousands of brightly colored flowers. There are even trees that are shaped like stars. Standing right in the middle of Rainbow Land is a tall tower called the Color Castle. The Color Castle is the home of a lovable little girl who's in charge of bringing color and happiness to the world. Her name is Rainbow Bright. One day, Rainbow and her helpers, the Color Kids, were tending to chores around the Color Castle. Buddy Blue was hard at work sweeping, and Lala Orange was dusting the furniture. Rainbow's special friend, Patio Green, was helping her wash the dishes. Rainbow dried the last dish and hung up her towel.
I've got an idea. Let's go to Rainbow Falls and visit the sprites. Then we can see how many star sprinkles they've made today.
The Color Kids found the sprites hard at work mining color crystals. Other sprites were busy turning the glittering stones into star sprinkles. The sprites had been very busy that day. There was a pile of star sprinkles for every color of the rainbow. Shy Violet thought the violet star sprinkles needed some extra color, so she added a touch more violet. Red Butler thought the red star sprinkles were just the right shade of red. Patio Green was busy counting her piles of green star sprinkles.
I just want to make sure there are plenty. You never know how much you're going to need, and I want to be ready for any emergency,
said Patty. Meanwhile, Rainbow Bright's magic horse Starlight was flying happily in the sky, watching over Rainbow Land. Starlight glided along the rainbow as it gently curved toward Earth. He flew just above the treetops for a better view.
Isn't this Brook Meadow? It's usually green and beautiful, but it seems so dull.
As Starlight landed gracefully in the parched meadow, he heard a soft sobbing sound. He turned to see a mother deer and her fawn.
Mommy, you said there would be nice green grass here.
I thought there would be, dear. I was sure we could find something to eat in Brook Meadow, but everything has turned brown.
Starlight looked around.
Those poor deer are so thin. How are they going to eat? All of the grass and trees are dying.
The fawn nibbled at the bark of a tree.
This tastes bitter. What are we going to do, Mommy?
I just don't know. I guess we have to hope for a miracle.
Starlight stamped his hoof mightily on the ground.
I've got to help those deer. I must find Rainbow Bright.
Starlight raced across the rainbow and found Rainbow Bright watering the flowers in her garden.
Quick, Rainbow! There are some deer who need our help. Brook Meadow has turned brown, and the deer are starving.
We've got to help them. Hurry, Starlight. Go to Rainbow Falls and bring back Patio Green and tell her we need lots of green star sprinkles.
In a flash, Starlight was back with Patio Green.
Starlight said you needed me, Rainbow. What's wrong?
There's a meadow not far from here that's brown and dying, Patty. And there are deer who are going to starve if we don't get some green star sprinkles there. And fast!
Rainbow jumped up on Starlight's back, and the magnificent horse leaped into the sky. In just a few seconds, they were over Brook Meadow. Patty looked down at the brown grass.
Oh, this will be fun! I just hope I brought enough star sprinkles.
As Starlight glided gracefully along the treetops, Rainbow and Patty showered green star sprinkles over every tree and bush and blade of grass. The whole meadow shimmered in green as the sprinkles fell. The tiny fawn gazed up, wide-eyed.
Look, Mommy! It's Rainbow Bright! And the grass, it's turning green again!
It really is a miracle. You saved the meadow, Rainbow Bright. How can we thank you?
You don't have to thank us. We love spreading color wherever we can. Seeing you happy is thanks enough.
And as Rainbow and Patty waved to the deer, Starlight turned to gallop across the wide ribbon of rainbow that led back home. Back to Rainbowland.